Earlier, I spoke with one of those new lawmakers, Representative-elect Michael Waltz. He's a Republican from Florida. The former Green Beret is one of 16 military veterans newly elected to serve in Congress. He won the House seat vacated by Ron DeSantis, Florida's Republican candidate for governor. I started by asking how his military service may shape his work in Congress.
You know, I could tell you in the foxhole, nobody cares about race, religion, party, socioeconomic background. It's about mission. It's about country. It's about getting things done. You know, I could tell you from my perspective, compromise is not a dirty word. The voters in my district in North Florida expect us to get things done that's going to better their lives and not sit up here and kind of throw rhetorical grenades. So, you know, I could tell you with veterans, we put our lives on the line at a very early age for this country, and we're determined to see it progress for all Americans.
Well, I hear you say compromise is not a dirty word, so let's talk about some issues. What about on health care? A lot of conversation about that during the election. Do you see the two parties coming together to come up with a bill that covers pre-existing conditions, lowers the price of prescription drugs, for example?
Look, I campaigned hard as a business owner as well on the fact that premiums are out of control. I am determined to get after the cost of healthcare. That may be tort reform. That could be market-based systems, selling across state lines, increasing health savings accounts, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, which the president put forward a plan to do. I think we need to flesh that out. Absolutely. But if we drive down the cost of care and you put that as a priority, you actually will make it more universal because more people can afford it. It also helps businesses like mine. It's the fastest growing part of our defense budget. It's actually health care, not planes and tanks and ships.
Right.
And it also gets after our national debt. It's the biggest driver of our national debt.
Let's talk about foreign policy. You did serve in Afghanistan several tours. Given how long the United States has been there, given the ongoing casualties inflicted by the Taliban, should the U.S. stay there longer, or is it time to come home?
I don't think we really have a choice but to remain engaged, because half of the world's terrorist organizations reside in the Afghan-Pakistani border region. What we cannot do is just pull the troops out. Look, I would love to get the men and women home, but if we just pull them out like we did in Iraq, you're going to see the situation actually worsen. So the choice here is how do we do it better, not whether we stay engaged.
Two other things. One is immigration. Now, there was a bipartisan bill proposed this year, the Heard-Aguilar legislation that would have provided a path to permanent residency for young people, the so-called dreamers. Also would have put money toward electronic surveillance at the border, not so much for the wall. Do you see a compromise on immigration?
Frankly, I think what the president offered was an incredible deal on immigration. So it was 1 million more dreamers with a pathway to citizenship than President Obama offered. But in exchange for, we have to secure the border. Otherwise, you're going to have the same problem again going forward. And also reforming, you know, the legal side of things, you know, with the lottery system, and then also with the other ways that you get a visa through chain migration. I sponsored an Afghan soldier to come over who's now actually a U.S. citizen and thriving, but he had fellow soldiers and family members executed for working with Americans overseas. There's over 50,000 of them on a waiting list for the special immigrant visa for Iraqis and Afghans that fought with us. So when we talk about who deserves to be here, who's earned the right through a merit-based system, that's what we have to drive towards, not just these kind of more randomized systems that we currently have.
All right, you're representing the state of Florida. I have to ask you about the recounts underway there, three statewide races. Do you believe that ultimately those votes will be counted fairly? I ask because President Trump has said fraud has been committed. Do you know if there's evidence of fraud?
I am certainly for every legal vote being counted. That is the heart of our democracy. That is the democracy I've fought and all veterans have fought to defend for our entire nation's history. But this problem in Broward County and West Palm has happened cycle after cycle after cycle. So there needs to be some accountability there. Whether it's negligence or malfeasance, something is very wrong because it continues to happen. So I think we need to get to the bottom of what the issue is and stop it from moving forward so we don't keep having this problem. The voters deserve better.
But ultimately, do you think voters can count on there being a fair process?
Well, I think we certainly need an investigation to get to the bottom of what happened. And I'm confident that we are going to have a fair process going forward.
All right. Congressman-elect Michael Waltz. Again, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.